VA3HOI, listening to the Canada Hub. Mobile station calling. I didn't get your call sign. This is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Want to try it again?
Morning. Call sign is Victor Echo 5, Alpha Golf Echo. Name is Trent. Back to you.
Okay, I think I got it that time. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Golf Echo. This is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, and I'm in Windsor, Ontario. My name is Henry. Over.
Good morning. Yes, I'm just on my way to work and on this repeater near Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan, just east of Regina, headed to work. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, Trent. Enjoy your drive into work, if that's at all possible. I never did. I'm retired right now. So what's your weather like over there? We've got lots of sun, and it's supposed to be around positive 13 today. I will take it. How about yourself? Over.
Well, right now it's only about minus nine. I think we're expecting warmer weather here, but we must be getting something because it's extremely windy. Kind of had melting temperatures yesterday and blowing snow yesterday and a bit of blowing snow today. So no sun in our future for the next little bit here, but it's not bad for the beginning of March, but typical actually for around here. Back to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking around, the same thing around here, Trent. It's nice for this time of year, but the bottom is supposed to fall out in a few days anyway, back into the negatives all over again. So winter isn't done with us. Spring should be around the corner. I don't see the corner yet, but we should be getting some good springtime weather soon, yourself included. I know Saskatchewan can be a little colder than us because we're in the banana belt. I'm right in the southwestern part of the province, right next to Detroit, Michigan. So sometimes we really luck out on the weather. What are your driving conditions over there, Trent? Over.
Yeah, visibility is not too bad. Have to slow down a little bit sometimes when the blowing snow goes across the highway. but not too bad. Been a lot worse, but yeah, just pushing the car around quite a bit when there's no, when there's, whether there's snow or not. But otherwise, it's 100k an hour. No slowing down except for here and there, and then the odd deer running across the highway too. Back to you.
Hey, that doesn't sound too bad. And be careful, be careful. You don't want to hit one of those critters. They can do a lot of damage to your vehicle. It happened to my dad many, many years ago. On his way into work in the morning, early morning, it was still dark, and he plowed into one, damaged the whole front end of the car, but that was in the early 70s. And cars really weren't built too well. In fact, there was, if you're familiar with Comet, Ford Comet, and it just buckled the whole thing. The deer died, of course, but it was unfortunate for both sides. Anyway, be careful. Drive safely. I'm going to get back to my coffee over here. Still nursing it. VE5AGEVA3HR1.
Yeah, no, nice chatting with you. I remember the Ford Comet, and I would drive a Volkswagen Jetta, three in the last 15, 20 years, and they seem to be deer magnets for me. I've written off two Volkswagen Jettas with deer, and hit a few more that didn't cause any damage, but... No, have a good morning. I didn't quite catch your call sign if you're still there, but Victor Echo 5, Alpha Golf Echo, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, okay, Trent. Have yourself a great day. Yeah, and the call sign over here is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, short for my name, Henry. But you don't have to remember that. You only have to remember yours. Have yourself a great day, and I'll try to do the same. 7-3, Trent.
T5 Alpha Golf Echo, 73 CU Alpha.